In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We make our churches beautiful as we can, so that we might enter through that beauty into the beauty of God. The beauty of the churches that we worship in and what we are doing when we come into our churches are directly related to our desire to be in the presence of God. We are flesh and blood. God has created us out of flesh and blood and a soul, breathed a spirit into us, and the physical things of the world are meant to praise Him. And one of the greatest ways that the physical things of the world can be made to praise God is through the beauty of beautiful things that are devoted to God and that refer us to God. But there is always a kind of irony, a kind of double thing that's going on when it comes to this, just like spiritual life in general. In spiritual life, we are called to do something. Ourselves, each one of us, are meant to do something, to participate in the salvation from our bondage to this world and to sin and suffering and death. We can do something to participate in Christ having overcome those things and arisen. Death couldn't hold Him. And we as Christians, death can't hold us either. But when it comes to participating in that trampling down of death by self-emptying, pride intervenes. And if we are able to do anything that is good, we immediately fix on it and say to ourselves, look what I have done, this good thing. Just like when we offer something to God through the church that is beautiful, we tend to be tempted to fall over it and think to ourselves, look what I have offered to God. Through me, this beautiful gospel is now in the church where it wasn't before. Through me, this beautiful vigil lamp is there. The other things that we devote to the church, with a little bit of self-emptying, we can forget that it was we who gave them. Because we gave them, think of what it means to give. To give is to have the joy of giving to someone else, to have the joy of giving to God, to others in the church, so that the beauty of the things that we share and the life that we share together raises us all up to God together. That's what the giving means. And so with a little effort, if we are participating in the sharing of that ascent to God through beauty, we'll forget about ourselves. We make our churches in such a way that they remind us of heaven. We make them in such a way so that they remind us that our home is in the holiness of God and not in the world. And the spiritual beauty of God calls out to our hearts and reminds us when we come into the church and to the divine liturgy, so that all of us together can be fed His divine life by God's own hand. All of these things are given to us not so that we can become holy because we have been here. They are given to us so that we can become holy out in the world. None of this would be possible were it not for the crucifixion. None of these things would be possible were it not for the cross. Before the time of the coming of Christ, the Hebrew priests brought the blood of animals into the city, into the temple, to be sacrificed and offered up to God. But Christ was sacrificed outside of the city. He gave up and shed His blood outside of the city. St. Paul says, so that all men could be made holy. So it's not just in that special holy place in the temple that the sacrifice is made. With the Eucharist, we're sharing that one-time sacrifice on the cross. Christ's sacrifice of Himself on the cross is made outside of the city so that we can make our sacrifice of our self-love in all of our interactions with others outside of the city. That means in the world. We come here to the divine liturgy to receive holy food that we need from the hand of God so that we can go back into the world and pursue our spiritual life there in the world. We are to be the presence of Christ in the world. We can only do that by self-emptying. We can only do that by doing battle and struggle against our self-love, that thin semi-reality that still has such a great hold on us. Having come to the Divine Liturgy and having remembered that our true home as human beings is the holiness of God, we go out into the world and we remember. St. Paul says, let us go out of the camp and meet Christ outside of the city, in the world. That's where the holiness of our life can begin to make a difference. Christ came into the world in order to change the world from inside of human beings. And so he made it possible for us to be his presence in the world. But when we think of ourselves, when I think of myself, and you if you're anything like me, I see how proud a person I am. I see that I can turn virtually any good work into a cause, a temptation for pride. And it's easy to be tempted to despair. We're back to that irony of the fact that we are called upon to do something. We believe that it is possible for us to participate in our own salvation by making a spiritual effort, but it is not my capacity to do good or great things that moves me along the spiritual path. It's only by humility that I can touch the one life that fulfills our humanity. That is the life of Christ himself. We touch his life by our humility, by our repentance of our self-love. It's not something that we have to accomplish by our own effort. St. Paul says that we are to establish the foundation of the heart by grace, not by works of our own accomplishment. If it has anything to do with good works, it's the good work of dealing with the problems within ourselves. It's a good work to confront our pride and repent of it and seek humility and pray to God for a spirit of humility, for a spirit of self-forgetfulness. That's a good work, a good spiritual work. The works that we do in the world, they are the fruit of the fact that we are able to touch the humility of Christ himself, true God and also the new Adam, true man. If we think about how we are called to move toward the fulfillment of the stature of Christ, we can despair if we are thinking in terms of relying on ourselves in that spiritual movement. There is only one who has the fullness of the stature of Christ, and that is Christ himself. But all of those who have moved toward him, forgotten themselves, and touched his humility, touched his divine humanity, they have become more and more like him. To an outsider, it seems when we look at them, we are looking at Christ himself. We venerate the icons of the saints because we can see Christ through them. A human life is meant to be a window through which Christ, God, can be seen. That should be our desire. And when we're making that effort, we're forgetting about the difficulty of the fact that I myself cannot make such an effort to what? Improve, to be better, to be what? More perfect. It's impossible. Only one is perfect. Only God is perfect. Only God is good. But there is Christ God, who is God incarnate in our humanity. And we can touch His perfection, His humanity in our actions in the world at any time, that we can get ourselves out of the way and do some act in true humility so that we become the means of that action being done in the world by Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.